Good morning again. Well, I'd like to take a moment to look back at some of the things that we've talked about in the last 6 weeks. Our first week, we talked about, Our first week, we talked about flip the switch and the power of prayer. And remember, we gave a candle to anyone who would like it, and they were able to light the candle and pray at home or wherever they felt they would like to pray. And then the second week, we talked about soothing the savage, and we talked about with music and how music can calm us down or lift us up. And then we had a week where we were called to lighten up with laughter, and we sure did. Danny had us laughing pretty hard that week, right? And then we talked about make my day with kind acts. And the next week, we were called to create an altar because anywhere can be sacred. And then walk this way. And we had our prayer walk after worship, and we walked through the sanctuary and up on the second and third floor, and then we walked throughout the week around the sanctuary and I think up in the piano loft, but I don't remember. And that's one of the things that Dean talked about. And then last week, we talked about leave room for dessert, remaining open so that more can come and so that we're open for more to come. And we were asked to glean. And it looks like some folks did. Look at all this stuff up here that was given to our clothing closet, our food pantry, and professional closet. I'm looking to see what else is in there. So there's a lot of really great things up here. Now, if you forgot, it's okay. You can bring things in anytime. We'll take them anytime. And I mentioned bringing in pet food, and I cannot tell you how many people emailed me about this. How they would love to, in addition to have people food in our pantry, have pet food. And so Galen and I have talked about this, and it seems as though that's one of the things that we're going to work on. And it really is just about getting it organized more than anything. We're all for it. We just want to do it in a systematic way. So we that surprised me how many emails I got about having a pet pantry, pet food pantry. And so today, we are talking about get up and do not be afraid. I'd like to just look at our text for a moment in Matthew. So this Gospel of Matthew comes from a time around 80 or 90 AD, and it was written in a community, or for a community, that was living among tension. It was written in Antioch, which is which at the time was the Roman capital in Syria. And so the tension of living as a Jew and a Christ follower among folks who are Jewish but maybe not be a Christ follower, and also living in the culture of the Roman Empire. So they were living in a world of tension between all these different parts and pieces around them. And this is evident because the author of Matthew continues to say their synagogue, which means that this community of Jews that are Christ followers are having some tensions with the other Jewish communities in the area. And they're finding that they are marginalized during this period of time. So I find it interesting that in Matthew, Jesus is seen as many things, including a teacher. And you can see that this is a community that really values the Jewish traditions because the author of the Gospel of Matthew does a couple of things. One is, has this link between Moses and Elijah, as we saw in this text. And also, the five sermons that are in Matthew, the hearers of the time would have also put that together with the five books of Moses. So there's a lot of clues in this text as to where they're coming from. And wow, what can you imagine this transfiguration, this seeing Jesus in a new way and hearing God's voice saying, I am well pleased. I don't know about you, but I live for that. I live to hear that. I live to hear that from God. I am well pleased. So I have a little map here for you of Antioch in Syria, where this book was most likely written, according to this, many scholars. So this term, get up and do not be afraid. Well, this is seen, do not be afraid, is seen at least four times just in the book of Matthew. So in Matthew 8, verses 26, why are you afraid, you of little faith? Matthew 14, 26 and 27, but when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified, saying, it is a ghost. And they cried out in fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them and said, take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid. And then Matthew 28, 8 through 10. So they left the tomb quickly with fear and great joy and ran to tell the disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them and said, greetings. And they worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me. So how many times do you think we are told in the Bible not to be afraid? Any guesses? How many times? All right, I heard 110. What was this over here? Hundreds. All right. Well, this is what I found when I Googled it. The King James Version includes 29 instances of the phrase, do not be afraid. The New American Standard Bible includes the phrases, do not fear 57 times and do not be afraid 46 times. And some argue that fear not and similar phrases are present in the Bible about 365 times. Wow. Well, things haven't changed much, have they? Because us as human beings, even though we're hearing this in our Bible 365 times, are still living in fear. We still have some little thing in us that's holding us back, some sort of fear that might be making us act in fear. We might live in fear because we're afraid of what others might think. We might live in fear because we're afraid to speak up because harm might come to us. We might be holding back because, oh, if I try that, I might fail. We live in this fear, even though we're told, do not be afraid. And so we can go to these spiritual practices we've been working on these 6 or 7 weeks and others that we haven't talked about yet. We can go to our spiritual practices of prayer and music, and all kinds of things to lift ourselves up and through this fear. Because you know what? We have a lot of work to do. We have so much work to do. As our culture changes around us, we seem to be living in this tension as well, as our brothers and sisters in the Gospel of Matthew have felt. We still have this. Our culture around us is saying one thing, and we're living in this tension as how to be Christians in this space and this time. And how do we be Christians when other Christians are saying other things? So we are, in my opinion, we are living in this tension just as the faith community did in the book of Matthew. And so we're not alone in this. We're not alone in this fear, because we have each other. We have all of us here, and we have even our new members here to boost us up and help us live not in fear, and we can do the same for them. So we have each other, and of course we always have God to count on as we wrestle or struggle with some fear, but we are not alone. So as we get up and are not afraid, I'd like to look at two things. This is from King James. But Jesus came and touched them and said, arise and do not be afraid. So I'd like to talk about two things when it comes to this phrase, get up and do not be afraid. The first is our homework. We've had homework every week during this SAD, spiritual affective disorder. And so this week, what I'd like to do is have you encourage folks around you. If you can post on our Facebook page or talk to one another or your friends and family in or out of this church, share with them things that keep you inspired and things that keep you hopeful. So this might be some scripture, it might be a prayer, it might be a poem, it might be an image, but please share that with one another. Help one another so that we can get up and not be afraid. And then the next thing is to think about our Lenten theme of justice, which comes from Amos chapter 5, verse 24. Let justice roll down like waters. How many times are we told to not be afraid in the Bible? How many? 365. So we need to get up and not be afraid. It's right there in Scripture. Get up and do not be afraid. Let's finally listen to this. Let's listen. Let's get up and not be afraid. Life begins at the end of your comfort zone. Let's get up and do not be afraid until justice rolls down like waters and righteousness like a mighty stream. Amen.